you've gone through an awful lot and you wonder what's going on here, how we're going to work this, you'll see the next time you meet us. But it just shows how intense and how many ideas have floated out, and also how these ideas have been challenged. But to come back to where we were, what comes through strongly, and for the planners amongst you, there'll be absolute pandemonium. People-centric planning, this old chestnut. Joint spatial and community planning, genuine engagement, manage expectations, that's the one I'm a bit more concerned about, but that comes out in number one. The second one, understand and challenge the financial system that delivers home, housing and well-being. The next one, build homes that meet people's needs, but also get tenancy rights equalised to give security of tenure. And to two or three of us in the room, this has been a very fraught area because we've just put a report to government ministers with 18 organisations trying to change the nature of the private rented sector, but we've had to sort of give some ground on issues about tenancy rights and security to get the Landowners Federation and the Property Federation of Great Britain to be on board with our changes. So it just shows you where power and financial power lies. And finally, and again, there's not too many academics in the room, fund a what home study across Scotland, especially given the independence referendum debate, to find out the answers. This needs to be creative. It could be a public exhibition. That sounds more interesting and open. So let's pursue that one, because we've got the opportunity to pursue the idea of an exhibition and ideas, because we have a very big European Network of Housing Researchers conference right across Europe. It's coming in the summer. So maybe we could get some of the ideas and the visuals from this group actually feeding into that. That would be great. So my only final things to say to you is thanks for coming. Thanks for giving us your enthusiasm, your energy.